You won the Flamer Heyamar Aleph. We'll just see the mission again, just for the whole by the bottom Gemara, just see the mission again. That this Galgulo Chutz Letchum, if the Erev rolled out of its place more than Dal Dam is out of the Tchum, so male it's possible, because you can't go there on Shabbos, or else Nofalol of Gal, or Nisraf, or else a pile, a Gal means a pile, a stone pile, a wall pile, fell on top of the Erev, or Nisraf, or else it got burnt up. There's Barube Tchumim, where you put your two chalas outside, and now they're not there, Ben Ashmoshes, or else Trumov and Nitmas, it became Tomei, is Mevoidjoim Enu Erev. If these things happen before Shabbos, so Pshita, Bishas, the Erev should be Chal, the Erev is not there anymore, the Erev Tchum is not Chal. Mishachashaycha raise Erev. If it happened at night time, then the Erev is Chal. Because at the beginning, Ben Ashmoshes, that's when the Erev is Chal, and by that time was Chal, we don't care what happens to the Erev later. What about in Sofik? They have a Sofik, when did the Erev become lost? When did it become burnt? When did it become Tumeyam? Is Ramei Reb Yudu Aimrim Harezeh Choma Gomel? We go to Chumrah and say we have a Sofik. Maybe the Erev was Chal, maybe it wasn't Chal. So maybe it's kind of Shvisa outside. Maybe it's kind of Shvisa back home. So we could only walk in between where the Erev is and his house. He can't walk further. We have to go to Chumrah, Miss Sofik. Maybe the Erev was Chal. Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon Aimrim, no. Sofik Erev Kosher. When our Sofik, when I'm on the Erev was Chal, about the was Chal, it's kosher. He's allowed to walk up Paimama where the Erev was. We go to Kula. About it's only the Rabbonin, the Sofik, and the Rabbonin, you go to Kula. And I'm Rabbi Yossi, Avtum, Eshaid, Mishum, Chamish, Eskenim, our Sofik Erev is kosher. That a Sofik Erev is kosher. Yeah. Now we'll go to the bottom of the Gemara where we're holding. Yeah. Oh no, really we're holding Nizgal Zamora. Nizgal go chutz letchum. If the Erev, you put it exactly al payamama away from your house. Now before Shabbos it rolled another Dal Damas away. It rolled 4 amas away. If it only rolled 2 or 3 amas away, it's still kosher. Because everybody has 4 amas where you put your Erev. So the next 4 amas away from your Erev is called in your Rishus. So if it rolls only 2 or 3 amas away, it's still called kosher. It's only possible when the Erev rolls more than 4 amas away. By the null of Gal. Now the Mishnah says, what if you put your challah outside there and a brick wall caved on top of the challah? So the Maisi, you can't get to the challah now, so the Erev is not challah if this happened before Shabbos. So Merkosalka Daitok, the boy Motzi Shokule. That really is talking about stones fell on top of the Erev. So all you have to do is just pick up the stones and throw them away. So still, the Mishnah says, if it happened before Shabbos, the Erev is not chal. Is why not? Vice versa, because the stones are muksa. And you're not allowed to touch muksa on Shabbos. Therefore, Ben Ashmoshes, she can't throw away the stones to get to the Erev. Is the Chur Leimah Masif like Rebbe? Our Mishnah doesn't go like Rebbe. The Rebbe, because if it goes according to Rebbe, Ha'omar Rebbe said, already we had, that Kol Dov Shum Mishum Shvus, Le'gozer Olav Ben Ashmoshes. Anything that's only Yosem Mid Rabbonon, Le'tzarech Mitzvah is Mutter Ben Ashmoshes. So here, not to touch stones on Shabbos, only Nisa the Rabbonon as Muksa. And what do you want to touch the stones for? Kedei to get you Erev, that the Erev should be Chal. And that's called the Dvar Mitzvah. So why is the Mishnah say it's Osir? Elamai, the Mishnah doesn't go like Rebbe. So it's according to Rebbe, it should be Mutter. Something more, no. Afilu Tema Kerebbe, even if our Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Hey, if it's only Osir Midrabbonon, it would be Mutter to take away the stones to get you Erev. Then the Erev would be Chal. But like Tzuricha, the case of our Mishnah is, Deboi Morav Chatzinim. In other words, so many stones fell on top of it that you can't, or heavy stones fell on top of it, you can't just pick it up with your hands. But you need a shovel and a pick to get the stones away. So in Melo, there's going to be an issue of Yeraisa upon using a shovel to take away the stones. So the Gemara doesn't say, Klo, what's going to be the issue of Yeraisa? Now the Ritzvah speaks out, why says the Pshat is that if you need a pit and a shovel, this time you'll do Harish already also. So while you're shoveling away the stones, you're going to shovel into the ground also. And you're going to come to do an issue deraisam. That's why it's also to clean away the stones on Shabbos. So therefore the Mishnah goes either according to Rebbe. That here, an issue deraisam, it's also to do Ben Ashmoshes. So therefore you can't get to this Erev. The only way is to use a shovel. You can't use a shovel digging away the stones because you're going to come to do Harisha. So the Gemara now. Otzrich, I need both cases. Titon in this goggle, just say the first case, where the Erev rolled away Dal Damis. Mishum de leisi gavei. I'll tell you the reason why it's not chal. If it rolled away before Shabbos, So the beginning of Shabbos, your Erev, is Dal Damas away from you wanted to be. Why? Because it's not near where you wanted to be. That's why the Erev is not Chal. It's like you don't have the Erev. Avol Nofel Olav Gal. But if just stones, a wall of stones, fill on top of the Erev, the Isigabe, really the Erev is right there where it's supposed to be. Just you can't get to it. Is Emel heavy Erev? Maybe I'll say that's not a Chsaron. Since the Erev is in your Dal Damas, maybe it should be Chal. Kamashmala, no. An Erev Techumah means you have to be able to eat the Chala Ben Hashmoshes. Here where the Chala is buried underneath stones, you can't get to it, the Erev is not Chal. V'toni Nofel Olav Gal, we'll just say the Chiddush, where the stones fell on top of the Erev, Mishum de Michse. I tell you, here it's worse. It's all covered up. You can't see it. So maybe that's considered like the Erev is not here at all. Mashenkin Avon is Galgol, but it was just rolled away Dal Damis. I tell you, even though now it's Dal Damas away, you're not allowed to walk there, because that's outside your Tchum Shabbos, or but maybe Zimn in Diyosizikam, maybe the wind some kind will blow it back again, or Maisile, and it'll blow it back into your Dal Damas. Is Zemel heavy Erev? Maybe it's called a good Erev, it's not called like away from you, just like the wind blew it away, maybe it'll blow it back again. Tzuricha, no, that Lamais is totally where it is, exactly Ben Hashmoshes. That's when the Erev is Chal. So at the beginning of Shabbos, the Erev was out of your Dal Damas. You can't get to it. The Erev is not Chal. So I need both Chidushim while the Erev is not Chal. Vayti Nisrav Truma V'Nitzmas. Another case is even the Chal has got burnt up, or else if you put out the Truma, and now it became Tamei, so Truma Tamei and nobody's allowed to eat, that's no good for an Erev. So the Gemara Lomali, what do I need this Chidushim for? Pshita. Like if the Erev got burnt up, so if it happened before Shabbos, Pshita the Erev is no good. You don't have an Erev there. Like, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara Torna Nisraf Loyadiacha Koichad Rav Yosi. It tells me the Chiddush where the Erev got burnt up, and it's a Suffolk now. The Sefer of the Mishnah says, where Mesufik, when did it get burnt up? Did it get burnt up in Boyd Yoim, the Erev is not Chal? Or did it get burnt up on Shabbos, the Erev is Chal? So Rav Yosi says, you go to Kula. So Nisraf is the Chiddush Loyadiacha Koichad Rav Yosi. That even though it's burnt up, still we go lakula. On a Suffolk Erev, about us only, midirabonon, you go lakula. Like Rashi says, the Yafagav Deina Boilam, le mitzer. Even though the Erev was mamish burnt up now. But so, and we have a Suffolk when it was burnt up, still Rabbi Yosi says, a Suffolk Erev, you go lakula. Vaita, Truma v'nitmas, what's the Chiddush Truma that became Tomei? Is the Adiacha Koichad Rabbi Meir. To tell me the Chiddush Rabbi Meir is saying, go lakumrum. That even though with Truma, them is saying the Tfuwa is here. The Erev is still here. What's the Suffolk? Maybe a Sheretz touched it and became Tomei. But since the Erev is still here, maybe here I would say, Minas Suffolk, let's go to Kula. There's a Chazokah, it was Torah before, maybe it's still Torah. Kamashkwa on the Chirish of Ramei, he holds no. A Suffolk, Erev, you go to Chumra. About the Masupik, if the Erev is Chal, this person has to be Machmir. What's the Chumra? That maybe the Erev was Chal, so he can't walk from his house al Paim Amma the other way. Maybe the Erev wasn't Chal, so he can't walk from the Erev al Paim Amma way. He's only allowed to walk in between his house and the Erev, which from Monashach he could walk those al Paim Amma. So the Chiddush is both ways. So Rashi of Dirkechad Rameyam, the Alpha gav the Yesh Nuboilim, even though the Truma is here, the Yesh Loim Hamidena Bebein Hashemoshes al Cheskosoi, there's a swore to say that the Kodim Lechein Torah Hoysom. Out before Shabbos, it was Zichat Torah. So we have a Suffolk now, did it become Tomei or not? Let's say Chazokah say it's still Torah Ben Hashmoshes, and it only become Tomei later. Afilu Hochi, the Chiddush is, Lo Yamrina Chazok Lekula. According to Ramei, you don't say Chazok Lekula. You have a Suffolk Ben Hashmoshes, was the Truma Torah or not? When a Suffolk, you have to be Machmir. So that's why it says both Chiddushim, whether the Erev got burnt up, or whether the Erev just became Tomei, the Chiddush is both ways, one's according to Rabbi Yosi, one's according to Ramei. For the Gemara Kashi now, the Sava Reb Meir, Sveik Luchumra, is it true that like Reb Meir says now Mishnah, that's Reb Meir Shita all over. When you have a Suffolk, if the Erev is Chala, not like here. On Shabbos morning, we come and see the Erev was burnt up. We have a Suffolk, was it burnt up before Ben Hashemoshes, or afterwards? So Reb Meir says you go Luchumra. For the Gemara, we are Tanan, we learned another Alocha, we learned the Mishnah, Mikvois, Tomei Shiora Litvon. A person that was Tomei, and he had to go to the Mikvah, now he went down to the Mikvah. Sofek tova al sofek le tova. We have a sofek if he made a tefillah or he didn't make a tefillah. We don't know. So either the case is you're mesupik if there was a mikvah there or not. Or else you're mesupik if he was tovel altogether in the mikvah or not. Like maybe he didn't put his whole body into the mikvah. We have a sofek. Vaitav yafilu tova. Even in the case we know 100% he put his whole body into the mikvah. Or the sofak tovu b'avoyim sor, sofak lo tovu b'avoyim sor. Yeah, the sofak was that mikvah kosher. Maybe there wasn't even avoyim sor in the mikvah. Weiter, the chen shnei mikvois. Even in the case we have two mikvois in front of you. The yachas yesh b'avoyim sor, or the yachas ein b'avoyim sor. One mikvah is 100% kosher, and one mikvah is 100% posel. And this person that was Tomei, he went down and was Tevel in one of these two mikvahs. And we do not know which mikvah he was Tevel in. So the Kitzah, we do not know if this person is Torah or not. He was Vadai Tomei, and he did a Maisa Tefillah, he went to the mikvah, for we have Sveikis if the Tefillah was a good Tefillah or not. What's the Halacha? Is the Halacha Sveikoi Tomei? The Halacha is that Minas Sofik still he's Tommy. Now, B'nei Devar Mamurim, the Mishnah says, when do we say that Menas Sofik, we say the person is still Tommy, B'tumah Chamura. So Rashi learns Tumah Chamura means that a Tumah D'Yiraisam. If the person touched the mace before him, or the person touched the Zav, that the person is Tommy Vadim D'Yiraisam. Now we have a Sofik, was he table in the Mikvah? So on a Sofik, Yisra D'Yiraisa, you have to go to Chumra and say that Tfilah was not a good Tfilah. So Rashi B'tumah Chamura. If first he touched something that was metamim midiraisam, kagain viavatuma, the person touched an avatuma, then we say minasafik still he's tummy. Mashenkin avatuma kalo. Let's say metchilu the person only touched something that's only metamim midirabonon midiraisam he's vaday tohor. It's only a shell in the rabbonon the tummy or not kagain. What's the case that a person's only tummy midirabonon? One case is she'ochal oichlen tameim. A person ate a food that's tummy. So midiraisa of food is always only a rishon l'tumah. A rishon l'tumah is not matama the person. Just midirabonin if you eat a shear of tumah, it's matama the guf. V'chuadin v'shosa mashkin tameim. If you drink mashkin that are tummy, midirabonin it's matama you. V'habo roishav ruba v'mayim shuvim. A person puts his whole body into Mayim Shuvim, midirabon he becomes Tomei. Oi, shenoflu aroisha v'yarubai ishloisha lugim Mayim Shuvim. Or else you threw on top of him, on top of his roisha v'rubai, gimel lugim Mayim Shuvim. Yeah, these things that happen to the person. So if these things happen, the person is only Tomei midirabon. So Metchili is only Tomei midirabon. Now, the Yorad Litzvol, this person went down to the mikvah. Sofak Toval, Sofak Leitoval. We have a suffix, did he make a good tefillah or not? Maybe he didn't put his whole body into the water. The afilu tovel, afilu we know 100%, he put his whole body into the water. Of the suffix tovel be'abom so, suffix le tovel be'abom so. You could have a suffix, maybe the mikvah was kosher, maybe it didn't have abom so, maybe the mikvah was posel. Right, another suffix is v'chein shnei mikvois. In the case we have two different mikvois in front of you, and we know that the yachas yesh bo aboyim so, one has 40 so, it's a kosher mikvah. The yachas ein bo aboyim so, one is a posel mikvah. The tovo b'yachas mehen, now this person went to be tovel in one of them. The ein yodeya b'yez mehem tovo, and we do not know in which one he was tovel, is alocha sveikei tor. You should know how to, the Stam Mishnah, which is usually Rameya, holds that sveikei tor. So you see, since he's only tummy mitchilim midirabonin, so now it's a suffix if he went to the mikvah or not. So in our suffix, we say in suffix, Rabbonin, you go to Kula to say that it's Torah. Rabbi Yossi, mitama. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's Tommy. So the Vayel Achur, we're going to have a kashya to Stira, for now Mishnah is just the opposite Shittas. And now a Mishnah, Rabbi Meir was Machmir. A suffix, Erev, Rabbi Meir was Machmir. Even though the Chur Erev Tchum is only mit Rabbonin. So why was Rav Meir Machmir now Mishnah by Sofik Erev Tchumim? Here it says by a Sofik in the Rabbanon of Tumah, you go Lekula. As Beket is a theory in Rav Yossi. But now a Mishnah Rav Yossi was Mekel. And here Rav Yossi says, even though it's a Sofik on a Tumah the Rabbanon, still you Machmir. So I call upon the Vayah, we're asking the Kasha on Rav Meir. See Rashi? Rashi, Avo Tumah Kala, the Rabbanon he. A person that ate the chatzi pras, the half of a loaf of bread, that was tummy. Or else, v'abor roish of rubai is meyut ches dover chen v'yitzias haShabbos. In the Gemara and Shabbos, the meyut ches gzeres they made, one of them is if you go into mayim shuvim. V'yafilu tov v'yishvim boi sofek goin sofek tov v'aboyim so ashrei mikvah l'fanenu.
You have sveikis, see him? V'chein beis mikvois. Is the halacha sveikoi Torah zot Rashi? U'stam mishnah remeya. Stam mishnah remeya. Some else to speak with remeya. How come in our mishnah by Ruvei Tchumim, remeya goes to Chumra, and here by Yisofik in the Rabbonim, by Tumah, remeya goes to Kula? Rav Yosi mitam, Rav Yosi says by Tumah's Tomei. So it's Rashi, l'kama makshinon, to Rav Yosi, ad Rav Yosi. Soon the Gemara is going to have the same theory on Rav Yosi. And now Mishnah Rav Yosi is Mekel. So you see in a Sofik, the Rabbonin, you go to Kula. And here by Sofik Tumim, the Rabbonin, you go to Chumra, the Chumra's Astira. But I quote one, we have a Astira in Rav Meir. And now Mishnah Rav Meir is Machmir. And here Rav Meir says, when do we Machmir a Sofik Tfilon? Only in Nisa the Raisa. On Nisa the Rabbonin, we go to Kula. And for the Gemara, Kisova Rabbi Meir, Tchumim the Araisa Ninu. I tell you, Rabbi Meir holds the Issa to walk outside the Tchum Shabbos is an Issa the Araisa. So Meir was good Al Mishnah. If you have a Sofik, if the Erev was burnt up or not before Shabbos, or did the Tchum come to Meir or not, so it's a Sofik on an Issa the Araisa, are you allowed to walk out of that Paimama? Therefore, on a Sofik, the Araisa, you go to Chumra. That's Pshan Rabbi Meir. So Meir was no steer in Rabbi Meir. Drashi Tchumim the Araisa, or Sveika the Araisa the Chumra. Mele, if you have a Sofik, if it's Torah or not, Avadi, go to Chumra and say that the Arab is no good. So Mele is no steer in Rameya. Fred Gemara, Vesava Rameya, Tchum the Raisa, is this true? You can tell me Rameya is the one that holds that Tchum is the Raisa. I'll prove to you not like that. That Rameya Shitri is Tchum is only with the Rabbonin. V'yotanan, im ein yochol lahav liyoy. If you can't count exactly the Tchum Alpayim Amma, we'll have Gemara's later exactly how you measure the Alpayim Amma out of your city. Like what's in the Rubi Tchumim? Azo, you're allowed to walk Alpayim Amma out of your city. If you want to walk more than that, so you have to put your area of two lechems outside by the Alpayim Amma, and that's your Mokim Shvisa, then you can walk another Alpayim Amma. Now how do we measure the Alpayim Amma to know how far you let it go? So we'll have a Gemara later, you take a string, that's exactly 50 yamas. And every 50 yamas, you keep on marking it off. That's the way you count our Paim Amma, 2,000 yamas. You count 50 yamas, 50 yamas, 50 yamas. Now, that's very good if you have a flat plane, a flat ground. You go 50 yamas, mark, another 50 yamas, mark, till you get a Paim Amma. What's going to be if in between you have a hill going up or a mountain going up? How do you count the slope going up? So, did it like this. Tanan. If you have a hill going up and you can't measure it in one string of 50 yamis, if you can't measure it in 50 yamis, you only use the string was only 50 yamis long, then he said over the name of Reb Meir that Shemati, I heard over Shemekadrim Pahorim. You could do a kula of the Mekadrim. That's how you measure it. Now this kula of measuring the kadrin, Rashi explains the type of a kula of measuring is that you have two people. One person holds one end of the string, and the other one holds the other end of the string, and they're going up the mountain. Now I hold it by my chest, and the other person holds it by his feet. Then I don't hold it by my feet where I'm standing, I hold it up here by my chest. So we're gaining a little bit that not to measure from the floor, but measuring from my chest. Going upwards, that's a ksas kula. And you only make all this measuring on an Issa the Rabbonin. On an Issa the Raisa, you wouldn't be make all like this. I will soon see Rashi inside. But the kid said this is a kula that you only say in the Rabbonins. So this is the kasha, that your Meir says you do say this kula by Eruve Tchumim. So who you say Tchum is only with the Rabbonin. So tomorrow, the Sakodai the Tchum the Raisa, if you're going to tell me that the Issa to walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos is an Issa the Raisa of a Zoy Mim Kadrin, do you have this kula to measure this new way of saving a few feet by not measuring from your feet, but measuring from your chest upwards? So can you be make like that? But Yomar Rab Nachman, Yomar Rab Avuam, Ein Mekadrin Loi Biyori Miklet. If the Allah, you have to know where the Yori Miklet is. So that's a din the Araisa, to know exactly where the Yori Miklet is. If you want to measure it off, you can't use this kula of being Mekadrin. You would have to measure normally. So you see where it's an issue, the Raisa, you can't use this kula Mekadrin. Who are then v'loi b'egla rufa? Egla rufa is also where you find a mace out in the fields. And we don't know which city the mace is next to. So we have to go measure where the mace is to know the closest city. They have to bring the egla rufa. That's me the Raisa. How do you measure the space of an egg l'rufa? You have to measure it glatt. You can't use this kula of mekadrin. If you have a hill going up, you can't have one person holding the string by his chest and the next one by his feet. Both of them have to put it down by his feet. So you see, when it's a shal on the raisa, we don't have any kulas. Or why? Mifnein shel shel Torah. Mifnein shein shel Torah. So you see, where it's an issue, the raisa, we're not makel on this measurement of mekadrin. But here, Rabbi Yane said the name of Rabbi Meir, you should know that Mekadrin Bahorim, that by Ruve Tchumim, you do have this Kula. So the Chura Tzoraya, Rabbi Meir holds that a Ruve Tchum is only Midrabonon. So Chura Vait is a Stira. If Rabbi Meir holds a Ruve Tchum is only Midrabonon, so it's a Stira. Why now, Mishnah, does Rabbi Meir say in a Suffolk a Ruve Tchumim? We go to Chumra, I, Rabbi Meir says in a Suffolk a Rabbonon, you go to Kulois. Now the Gemara tell you like Kasha, Hodi Dei, Hodi Rabbi. Once he himself, once his Rebbe. They can name the Tony Bizu Amr of the story of Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Shomati Shemekadrim Bahorim. Not Rabbi Meir himself tackles a Rubitchum is the Raisa. That's why now Mishnah Rabbi Meir is Machmir. A Suffolk a Rubitchum, you gotta go to Chumram. Because a Rubitchum is the Raisa. I, in this price here, Rabbi Meir said that you're allowed to measure by being Makadrin, which is a kuladik way of measuring, we only measure that way in the Rabbonans. The Torah says that wasn't Rameyah Shit himself, that was Rameyah B'Shem his Rebbe. So his Rebbe held the Soni with the Rabbonan, but he himself held it was the Raisa. So Mel is no steer on Rameyah. And that's the Raya, that Bezemer of the story of Yanish Mishum Rameyah Shemat Mishkatim Horim, Shema Mina. That Shema Mina, it's not he himself is Shit the Rameyah, it's Rameyah's Rebbe that holds like that. So Rav Meir's Rebbe holds us only midrabbanan. Therefore, you could measure Ruvit Chumim with this kula be mekadrin. But Rav Meir himself holds us midiraisa Ruvit Chumim. So that's Pshat now Mishnah, right now Mishnah Rav Meir's Machmir. Since it's a Suffolk, if the Erev was burnt up before Shabbos or not, you gotta go to Chumrah. Let's see Rashi now. Rashi, Imeino Yokole Avliyoi. When you're measuring the Chumim, if you can't measure it in one string of 50 yamas. The parak hates in Marvim, the parak later will have, Hoyu moidid, Vereitzel assigned Chumay ear. Velasa Yisham Simon. They want to know exactly where the Apayim Amr of the city ends, to know a Simon how far you can walk. Utanan, and moidid in Ela Bechevel Shalunamba. They used to measure it with a string 50 yamas long. Now, Vegia Legaya Leged, let's say they came to a hill or to a gedder, to a fence. Is Meshupa that was slanty? If you could do the whole thing at 50 yamas, you do it. Then it's different. So Rashi Chur is saying that's like this. If you have a hill in the way, so you don't have to measure up when it then comes down. If from this point to the other side is less than 50 yamas, so you can measure it flat down. Let's move away from it and go straight across. If that string of 50 yamas could go from one side of the hill to the other side of the hill, that's the way you measure it. You go like the kula, that you can go straight across. But once the hill is so far apart that you can't get it in one measurement of 50 yamas, then you have to go up the hill and come down the hill. Then you have to measure the slopes, going up and going down. And how do you measure the slopes going up the hill, then coming down the hill? So here you have a kula. The what? Is b'zu amr of the story Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Rameya Shemati Shemekadja Bhorim, Loy Mavliya Bechevel Orech Yoysiminun, Yotnan Ein Mordid Mela Bechevel Shenunama, Vulay Mordid In Kol Medroinoi Kumayshu. You don't have to measure the whole slant the way it is. Bechevel Shechemishim, Bekarke Chaloka, Teiko Chumritz Fei. That'll be very machmir, mamish to count the whole slope going straight up. Ela Mordidoi Bechvolim Kitanim. You can take small strings, Shelar Bamas, take a small string only 4 amas long. Two people hold the string. Each person has one end of the string. Now they're going up a mountain like. So one person stands on the bottom part of the mountain. The other one goes up a little bit up. Now the one standing on the bottom holds the string next to his liboy. The one on top, next to his feet. You gain by this. Like instead of the bottom person putting the string on his on the floor next to his feet, that's the way you should measure Mamar Dal Damis. You have this little kula that on every Dal Damis you save a person's height up until his leg. The guy in the bottom doesn't have to put the string on the floor and measure up Dal Damis. He has the right to keep the string next to his leg and measure up Dal Damis. So the ksas kula you could just lashon of modedin. The drasha v'loshin mekadrin, mekadrin. I mean, k'moy noikvin. You make a neck. You make a hole. The meshav yamidasar kiluhu noke v'mokem maimid ragli elyon. You make like a hole there. The kids. So this is a kula that we do in the rabbonins. The vayit Rashi says ein mekadrin begla rufam kishabol limdoy torim shesvivay sachalom. You found somebody mates out in the mountains. You want to know which city is the closest one? Lay daisy kroiva mikulan moided esorim yesagoyes kumoishein. There you have to measure the height of the mountains the way they are. No coolers. V'yafalpi shahamodron marves amido machagesir. Even though by going up the mountain and coming down it makes it very far away, so what? Where it's a shal and deraisa, you have to have 100% measurement. You have to measure exactly the slope up and the slope down. V'chein v'tchum eyor miklat, t'kaim lo g'shem shir koletes, kach tchum akolet. It's nogeya by or miklat, that if you kill somebody, b'shoyger, you go to the or miklat, it saves you. What saves you? In the city. And who are then the tchum of the city also saves you. That's midiraisa. So if you want to know where's the tchum of the city again, you have to measure exactly up high mama. You can't have this kula of measuring up the mountain, b'mekadron. So, and here Remei says the what, that by Rubei Tchumim, you are allowed to measure by Mekadrin. Shemat is a drash, Remei Komalei, v'shemat yiklamei v'shematim raboisu d'day l'sfirulei. Like this is the Teretz. The Teretz of Gemara is, Remei himself holds Tchumim is the Raisa. That's why now Mishnah, Sofek Tchumim, is l'chumra. I hear Remei says you could measure the Tchumim by being Mekadrin, that Shemati. I heard it over the name of my Rebbe. My Rebbe holds that Erubi Tchum is only Midirabonin. The Vaz is only Midirabonin, the Issa, to walk more than Apayimama, so in the Rabbonin you could be Mekul. When you want to measure the Apayimama, when you have a hill in the way, you don't have to measure exactly the slope up and the slope down. You can measure a little cooler. One guy holding it next to his lathe, and the guy up holding it next to his foot. So you save a few feet. So Melo's no stira. Reb Meir himself holds the stiraisa, and according to him, Avad, you can't use this kula of Mekadrin. I, Reb Meir, says you could. That's a leave it is Rebbe. The Rebbe holds the smutter. So now there's no stira. So the Maravaita. The more of a Rami diraisa, adiraisa. I'm going to ask you a stira on a dindi iraisa that misafik here in the Mishnah we say you go to Chumra, and another place where Meir says you go to Kula. I'll ask you a stira even on dinim di iraisa. What's the case? The Tanan. We learned the Mishnah in Tyrus. Noga b'yechad b'laylam. Somebody touched somebody at nighttime. You bumped into somebody at nighttime. V'eni adeyim chayim meis. At night, when you touch him, you don't know if that guy was dead or alive. You don't know the guy was sleeping there. You don't know what matzav he was then. Ulamachar, the next morning, hishkim amatzameish. You wake up the next morning, and you find out that guy is mace. And you know, last night you touched him. So the sofik is, are you tummy or not? Did you touch your mace? Was he dead then? Or was he alive then, and you're still tor? What's the locham? Reb Meir mitayr. Reb Meir says this person is tor. Even though it's a sofik yisidiraisa, still, Reb Meir says, by saying, you're telling the chazokum that the person has a cheskas chai, so you're still tor. The chachamim etamim. And the chachamim say, no, he's tamei. Why? Shekol ha-tameyas kishas mitziyosin. So, svara, you go bustle, you find the tumah. Here, when we found this person in the morning, he was dead. So, the chazok of the hashtar, the way he is now dead, mistama, that's the way he was last night also. So, Melu, when you touched him last night, you touched the mace, therefore you're tamei. Remeya says no. Remeya says the person is Torah. You have a right to Nemon at night, the guy was still alive. I to Suffolk in Diraisa, on the side you touched the mace, you tell me Diraisa. You see, Remeya goes the Kula on a Suffolk Diraisa. So how come Mayasa, now Mishnah, on a Suffolk Diraisa, Remeya goes the Chumra? That's the Kasha. Trashi, Remeya Mitahir, to Yom Ukma Achazoka. Tell the person that he's still alive and it's Chazokam. V'yesmol chayhoye. And yesterday this person was alive. So in the middle of the night, you want to know what he was, Mustam is still alive. Alma, v'sveke d'yiraisam, v'ike chazok l'kulo azu remeya. When you have a chazok, you go bose chazok l'kulo. Ye umas nisa nam ye bezoi, nezo bose chazoko, o mikore kiyana chosim torhevi. The same thing in our Mishnah. When the person put the two lechems, the Erev Tchumim down, it was Truma Torah when he put it down. The next morning, you first found out vada it's tummy. He wants to know now, when did it become tummy? Did it become tummy ben ashmoshes or not? So we have a sofik, go lukulo. Since the Truma had a cheskes tyro, mistummy was still tor until we see it in the morning when it's tummy. So why in our Mishnah's Remeya Machmir, here Remeya goes lukulo. Astira in Remeya. And for the Gemara, Amar Reb Yirmiya, a Mishnah Seinu, Shehoya Lea Sheretz, Tzko Ben Hashmoshes. I tell you, our Mishnah, when Remeya's Machmir, is talking about the Sheretz was on the Truma, the whole Ben Hashmoshes. So Drashi, Kol Ben Hashmoshes, Mitchilos of Yad Soifoin, Devadai Itmim Bavajoin. It's like not even a Sofik. It's Vadai, the Truma, was Temeya. As I enter it, this is Reb Yirmiya's Teretz. The Churitz Apel Dika Teretz. Like, how could that be a machlokes now Mishnah? Rabbi Yosi now Mishnah says the suffix is Torah. It's not even called the suffix. If that's the mitzvah of our Mishnah, where you put down Truma Torah, and the whole Bein Hashmosh is a sheretz, was touching the Truma, so it's Vaday Tomei, how could Rabbi Yosi say suffix error?